Rav Osai, I want to learn with you the dinim in Simin Tzadi Tes Seif Vav. We've been talking about Ein Mevatlin Iser Lechatchila, and we've spoken about this a lot. It happens at the end of Seif Hey, the din of Chanan, and whether the Mora Hura has to ask a Shaila as to when the additional Heter fell in. Which is a machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, how to understand the halacha. I want to talk about that maybe later on in this man, but for now I want to focus on Tzadi Tes Seif Vav, excuse me, where the shayla is, what about being mevato and iser derabbonon lechatchila? So the source of this is a gemara in Beitza on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara in Beitza talks about Eitzim Shenashru Min Hadeka, when wood falls down from a tree, that wood is considered Mukta. So Marba Aleihem Eitzim Muchanu Masikon. The halacha is that you're allowed to be Marba Eitzim onto that. Right? And the Gemara asks Akasha how you're allowed to do it. It's Eim of Atlanis of Chatzvila. I'm allowed to do it because you're not allowed to be mevato and this is d'oraisa l'chatchila, but you can be mevato and this is d'rabban l'chatchila. By the way, it's worth noting that Rashi throughout the sugya does not use the words ein mevatlin iser l'chatchila. Rashi uses the words ein mevatlin iser biyadayim. I didn't see people who point this out, but perhaps one could argue that not being mevato biyadayim might mean that even b'diyevet it's a problem, as opposed to emavatlan l'chatchila. But we paskin that b'diyevet al kolponim, when it's done b'shogeg, it's going to be mutter. Even b'mezin, it's just a knas, right? It's possible that according to Rashi, that emavatlan b'yadayim, you might get a different conclusion on the halacha. Again, I did not see anyone who notes this. So first, the Gemara asks,
the lashon of the Gemara is telling about the mitzvah l'chatchila. So
the Gemara says in lashon aim about mitzvah l'chatchila. Rashi constantly changes the lashon to aim about an iser biyadayim. That's why Rashi, you go through the sugya, even that mishnah in Trumas, whatever it is, Rashi keeps on changing the words l'chatchila to biyadayim. I think that is suggestive, although I am not sure what to make of it. The Gemara then asks Akasha, it's a Dovish Yishal Matirin, and a Dovish Yishal Matirin, even though it's a Drabon and it's not Batul. So the Gemara answers that the Atzei Muktza that fell down is Mikla Kalili Isurei, it gets burned, and therefore it is not a Dovish Yishal Matirin. That's the whole Gemara. It's like seven lines in Gemara. The Rishonim have three general mahalchim to deal with this. The Rambam, let's start with Taisus. We'll call Taisus the middle Shita. We're going to start with the middle Shita, and then we'll move to the two extremes. Taisus is bothered by Akasha. How are you telling me Ein Mevatlin Iser L'chatchila is true only in Daraisas? It's not true in Drabonans? But we have a case of a sa'a of truma that falls into the barrel of other stuff, etc. And in that case, it's a drabonon. And right, how come you're allowed to be mevatel lechatchila? Now, how come in some cases you can be mevatel and iser lechatchila, in other cases you can't? So the Taisus answer is that there's a difference between a davar that's ikarai midrabanan, that's muktza. Muktza, you are allowed to mevato because it's ikarai midrabanan. But the case of the truma, where you're not allowed to be mevato at lechatchila, that's a case that truma is ikarai min hatayra, even though it's truma's tavis, and only dagan, tirish, and yitzar is chayiv and truma min hatayra. Nonetheless, although it's a drabonon, still you cannot be mevatel lechatchila because that's a drabonon which is ikaro min hatorah. So Taisus distinguishes between drabonons which are ikaro min hatorah and drabonons which are not ikaro min hatayra. That's the shita of Tosfos. This shita of the difference between ikara min hatayra and not ikara min hatayra is quoted by the Tur as the shita of the Rashba. Although the Beis Yosef notes that maybe the Rashba does not really say it. But in Shulchan Aruch, in the big book, the distinction between Ikaroi min hatayra and not Ikaroi min hatayra does not make it. Shulchan Aruch quotes that in Isser D'Rabbanan, you cannot be mevatel it b'yadayim. Once it fell in, so then you're allowed to be marba olav umevatel. The impression you get from Shulchan Aruch is this is true by all Isurim D'Rabbanan. The Aruch HaShulchan and others point out that this seems to be the pshat of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tesvav, Halacha Chathei, the Rambam writes, Asur Levato Isurim Shel Torah L'Chatchila. And Isur D'Oraisa, you can't be Mevato. Midiyuk l'shono shel harambam, you get an impression, yeah, I can't be mevatel d'oraisa l'chatchila, but a drabanan, I can be mevatel l'chatchila. But that seems to be what the Rambam holds. Certainly, there are shitas that hold this way. The Mechaber sounds like an issa drabanan, right? No distinction between Ikara min hatayra or not. The Mechaber holds you can't be mevatel l'chatchila, you can't throw it into the taruvis. But once it's there already, it's okay, right, to be ma'arva olav. The Rambam might hold you even allowed to throw it in. The pashtus in this Rambam, in Tesvav Chafei, is that any issur d'rabbanan, you're allowed to be mevatel l'chatchila. However, the Rambam in Halacha Chaf Zayin talks about Cholav Shanafa Lekadera Shishba Basar Oaf Vinosan Tam the Kadera Marba Olav Basar Oaf and Shibata Atam the thing called Kiyotu Bazer. The Rambam gives a case of Basar Oaf. Cholav fell into Basar Oaf. You get an impression, first of all, it already fell in. You also see that the issue over there is being Marbe. But the Rambam goes out of his way to talk about Basar Oaf. In the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef points out that there's a machlokas between the Hagos Mordechai and the Hagos Maimoni. The Hagos Mordechai and the Hagos Maimoni. The Hagos Mordechai writes that the Rambam holds like Tosfos, that there's a distinction between Ikara min hatayra and not Ikara min hatayra. And that's why the Rambam talks about Basar Oaf B'cholav, and he doesn't give a case like Chatzi Shir. That goes, Mordechai is assuming that Basar Oaf is not Ikara min hatayra. The Beis Yosef quotes that the Hagos Maimoni says that this is not correct. The Hagos Maimoni writes that there is no indication that the Rambam would hold this distinction between Ikara min hatayra or not. If anything, the Rambam is only talking about Basar Oaf, which is Ikara min hatayra. So the Hagos Mordechai is assuming that the Rambam holds like Tosfos. And that's precisely why the Rambam talks about Basar Oaf B'cholav, because the Rambam is only speaking about Yisurim D'Rabbanan She'en Lahem Ikar Min HaTayra. The Hagos Maimoni, quoted in the Beis Yosef, says, no, you're talking about Basar Oaf. Basar Oaf is Yesh Lo Ikar Min HaTayra. So this is an interesting machlokes within the Shita of the Rambam. It seems to me that this issue depends on something that we spoke about earlier, which is found in our friend the Megillah Sefer on page 13. And Yair, is that a hand up? No. Okay. It's how we got a sefer on page 13, which is that the Rambam in Perek Tes, when he begins Basar B'cholov, the Rambam has a very lengthy discussion about Basar Of B'cholov. The Rambam writes that Basar Oif is now Asar Ba'achila min HaTorah, therefore it's Mutar L'Vashlo, it's Mutar B'Hano'ah, it's only Asar Midrabanan, Kedei Shelo Yipshetu Ha'am B'Yavoli De Isar Basar B'cholov Shal Torah, you get an impression from the Rambam, he's writing so much. He says that basar oif b'cholov is usher because basar oif b'cholov is usher because people might make a mistake, so therefore they decided to asser it. You get an impression that basar oif b'cholov is different, let's say, than Mei Cholov, or different than Or, or different than all the other Dinim. And the Megillah Sefer comments that Basar Of B'Cholov is what we would Aser Mikoyach Tos. It's not considered Basar B'Cholov even on the level of Drabonon. In our terms, Basar Of B'Cholov is not an extension, but it's a creation. Or to use Hebrew terms, it's not an Isser Drabonon, it's a Gezeirah Drabonon. Right? When I write with my left hand on Shabbos, I'm doing Kosev on the level of Drabonon. But if I read the Ksav Tachas Hatsura, that's a Gezeirah Drabonon. Basar Of B'Cholov, you get an impression from the Rambam, Basar Of B'Cholov is a Gezeirah, it's not a Isser. If that's the case, right? So then now I go back to how come the Rambam in Parak Tesvav Halacha Chav Zayin, when he talks about being mevata on Isser Drabon L'chatfila, talks about Basar Of. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that Basar Of is like a davar she yeshlo ikar min ha-tayra? Or is it like a davar she ain lo ikar min ha-tayra? One could argue that it's only called yeshlo ikar min ha-tayra if it's an extension, right? If it's an Isser Drabonon. But if it's a Gezeirah Drabonon, so it's a totally different thing. A Gezeirah Drabonon is really, perhaps it's considered Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah, and perhaps the Machlokes between Nagos Mordechai and Nagos Maimoni relates to this issue. So again, we have two Shitas so far. The middle Shita of Taisvis, that there's a difference between Yesh lo Ikar min HaTorah and Ein lo Ikar min HaTorah. The Rashba may or may not hold of this middle Shita. The middle Shita is basically saying that when the Gemara speaks about Atzei Muktza, there's something special about Atzei Muktza. The hang of that Muktza is unique, and that it is Ein lo Ikar min HaTorah. The Rambam Shita, perhaps, or this phantom Shita out there that the Mechaber seems to hold up a little bit, that phantom Shita that does not distinguish between Yesh lo Ikar min HaTorah and Ein lo Ikar min HaTorah, that phantom Shita is assuming that when the Gemara says Atzei Muktza, it doesn't really mean it. The Rush in Beitza, Perek Rishon Simin Beis, the Rush has a third Mahalach, which is the Psak of the Ramah. The Rush says that Atzei Muktza is also different than all other Isurim Drabonon, but the difference is because Atzei Muktza is Mikla Kalil Isurei. Like the Gemara says in the Hemsheikh, right? Frek the Gemara, isn't it a din of davar sheyesh lo matirin, and davar sheyesh lo matirin is not going to be batal. So the Gemara answer is mikla kali yisurei, the iser is burned up. So therefore, it's not like a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's what the Gemara says. The Rush understands that this yisod of davar sheyesh lo matirin and mikla kali yisurei, that yisod is necessary for the entire sugya. Meaning to say, when the Gemara originally asked the Kasha, ein mevatlin Isser Lachatchila. And the Gemara then says, oh, there's a difference between Doraisas and Drabonans. What the Gemara really means is there's a difference between Doraisa and Drabonan, and it is only a Drabonan that it is Miklakali Isure. That's the way the Rush seems to be learning the Gemara. Alternatively, the other Rishonim, the Rashba, etc., they're going to say that when the Gemara asks the Kasha, ayat adabar sheyesh lamatirin, the Gemara's Kasha is a different Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is going back all the way at the beginning of the Sugya, that if I have a matzei mukta and they fall into the oven, so the din is, it can be bottle. Frankly, how can it be bottle? It's a adabar sheyesh lamatirin. So the Gemara answers, no, right? No, it's not a davar sheyesh lamatirin. It is mikla kali isurei. Right, so there's a machlokas between the Rush, let's say, and the Rashba, even though it's not 100% clear what the Rashba holds. We'll call it the Rush and the Rashba. There's a machlokas about this shakla v'tarya in the Gemara regarding mikla kali isurei. The question of, isn't it a davar sheyesh lamatirin? And the answer, oh, well, the isur is all burned up. That shakla v'tarya is either going back on the original part of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, aye, how you're allowed to move the mukta, etc. Right? So Gemara says, oh, it's batal. So maybe we're asking, aye, it can't be batal, it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Alternatively, the davar sheyesh lamatirin and mikla kali isurei part is only going on the aim of atmanis v'lachatzila. This is actually relevant. The Prima Gadim points out in the Mishpatzos, Se'if Katin Yud Beis. It's relevant for a famous tzlach. You know, the principle in halacha that we've been alluding to of davar sheyesh lamatirin not being batal. Davar sheyesh lamatirin not being batal basically means that if I have something that is usher now, but it's going to be mutter later, so the halacha says it's not going to be batal. The Tzlach writes that davar sheyesh lamatirin not being batal is a principle only for something that you have one chance. Either you do it now or never. But something like tilta muksa, that I could do it today and I could do it tomorrow, etc. So then the principle of davar sheyesh lamatirin doesn't apply. That's what you saw that the Tzlach has in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Tes. Tzlach has it here in Beitz on Daf Dalet. But Bible talks about this in the Badei HaShulchan, page 173. This yesod of Dover Sheyesh HaMatirin not applying to Total Mukta is really relevant in how you learn this Gemara, the Prima Gadim says. Because if the Gemara's Kasha of Dover Sheyesh HaMatirin is going back on the initial part of the Sugya, it's going back on the part of the Gemara where the Gemara asks, "Aye, how can it be Batal, the Hainu?" We're talking within the din of mukta, etc. How could be bata? It's a, what's it called? It's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. That means that we're saying that tilta mukta is also a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Right? That is not at all simple, according to the, that's not at all simple. Okay. So far, we laid out the three shitas in the Rishonim, and the Mechaber has this compromise shita. He says, an isur drabon you can't throw in. But once it's there already, you can be marba olav levatlo. What's the difference, by the way, gentlemen? Like, what's vara? Eza higayon yesh bazeh. Right? How come I can't throw it in? But once it's there already, it's there, but it's not bottle. Right? You have the iser, and it's in a tiny amount of heter, it's not bottle. So what's the cheshbin in that case? Right? What difference does it make if I'm throwing the Isser in or the Isser falls in, right? Versus if the Isser already fell in to be Marba Olav. What's the difference? That's an interesting kasha. So the Badei HaShulchan, the Bible in a Be'urim, the Bible in the Biurim on this din on page 86 presents two svaras why there's a difference between the initial taruvus and when the taruvus already happened. One svara is that once the bittul began, you can be mashlim the bittul. Bittul is like a process. And sometimes you have halachas that once the process begins, you can finish it off. A similar idea applies by Dine Taira, Choshen Mishpat Simin Hey. No? I'm not allowed to do a Din Taira at night. Based David Dinu Laboker Mishpat. The Din Taira is the Yom, not Belayla. Once I start the Yom, I could be Maskel Belayla. Once I'm Maskel Yom, I could be Gomer Belayla, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Right? Somehow there's a certain halacha in Haskola. I can't be maskil the bittul, right? That would be improper because that shows that I don't really care about the integrity of the iser. But once the integrity of the iser is already somewhat compromised, right? Like we explained the rationale for imavat l'nisul chatfila, the integrity is somewhat compromised. It already fell in, so then I could be gamer. That's okay. That's one hesper he has. The other hesper he has, interestingly, is that if the iser fell into the heter, and then a marba alav, my kavona is not to get rid of the iser. My kavona is that the heter should not become tainted and ruined. Iser falls into heter. It's going to mess up the heter. The heter is going to be usser. Now a marba alav. What am I doing in a marba alav? What I'm doing is, I'm protecting my heter. I'm saying my heter is going to remain mutter. That's already a different part. That's already a svara lahakil. The Rashba in Beit Zodachdala, the Rashba has this yisod. The Rashba says that your kavana is that the heter should not become usser, and since that's your kavana, so memela, it's going to be okay. The Bible likes the second pshat. He says shuvra isi, that the Rashba has it, but he likes the second pshat because there is an Elya Rabba who agrees with it. Mr. Pellin Schwartz, you raised your hand.
Yeah, but just a question. Couldn't these svaras apply equally to Dor, right? Does, like, why does he explain why we should use these svaras Dabkan and Isra Drabanan?
Yeah, so that's interesting. I would say that, I'd say that the idea is an Isra Doraisa, the integrity of the Isra is much more betoke. So I can't even be Marba Olav Vatlo because I don't want the Isra Doraisa to exist. That Isra is going to taint other food. What can I do? It's an Isra Doraisa. I have to allow it to do its thing. It's a good kasha, you're saying. In other words, both of these svaras, right, should apply to the oraisas much as they apply to the rabbonons. I think that is a good kasha, but based on the way we're understanding Emavatlan, the idea that we've been developing, that it's because of protecting the integrity of the iser, so I think the integrity of Isurim de oraisa are much stronger than the integrity of Yisrim Drabonon. That's the way I would answer Akasha, but I'm just thinking of it the first time right now, so I'll have to process more. Good Ha'ara. The Elya Rabba writes in Or HaChaim Tafresh Ayin Zayin that there's a difference between when the case in Shulchan Aruch, the Isra fell in, then you want to be Marba Olav. Zok the Elya Rabba, it doesn't apply when you throw the Isser in initially. I can't throw the Isser in and then be Marbe on it. Why not? Why not? So Reb Feivel thinks that you get an impression from here, like the Rashba says, that the Hesber is that I don't want the Heter to become Usser. But if I threw the Isser in, I don't care that my heter becomes usser. I threw it in. So according to the second svara, you understand it. According to the first svara, that we allow things to happen once the bittul began, it's harder to understand this Elya Rabba. That's the way he says it. I happen not to be convinced that this is correct. We have halachas, for example, in Borer. If I have a taruvis of, let's say, stuff that I want, eichel, psailas, stuff that I don't want, so what do I do? Am I allowed to take the taruvis, throw it, let's say it's on the tablecloth, throw it all over the room, spread it out, disperse it, and then pick the stuff that I don't want away? So many poskim say, absolutely, it's fine. But if you read the poskim, when they say it's fine, it sounds like it's only fine when two people do it. If I do it in two stages, that's still borer in two stages. So over here, I throw the iser in. And then I'm going to be marba in it. Right? So lemaisa, mali, if I throw it into 61 things of heter, and mali, if I throw it into 20 things of heter, then I throw 40 more things of heter in. Right? It's still improper in both ways. So, again, I think the El Yeraba might be easier explained according to the second Mahalach, but perhaps even according to the first Mahalach, I think this way one can explain it. Good. Let's go on. The poskim, Shach and Taz over here, they are all bothered by Akasha. How come the Mechaber over here says that an Isser D'Rabbanan that falls in, so you're allowed to be Marba Olav Levatli, yet in Simen Tafresh Ayin Zayin, it says that by Mosar Hashemen Shebener Chanukah, the extra oil, it's already mixed with other stuff. So the Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim, you should not be Mosif Olav Levatli. Why not? Over here, the Mechaber holds that once the Isser Drabonon, Ner Chanukah is an Isser Drabonon, once the Isser Drabonon fell in, you're allowed to be Mosif Olav Levatli. But in Hilchos Chanukah, it says you can't be Mosif Olav Levatli. That's the stira that everybody asks. The Taz in Or Chaim there, Tafesh Ayin Zayin, has an interesting answer. The Taz says, you know what? It's a machlokes. The author, or I'll say it like this, the author of Shulchan Aruch in Taf Resh Ayin Zayin changed his mind from what he wrote in Yerideya Taf. He changed his mind. That's an interesting nekuda. That means that he's assuming that the din of Or Chaim is binding, not the din of Yerideya. The Alter Rebbe in one place, Zechariah, I'll be with you in a minute, the Alter Rebbe in one place writes, in terms of Zmanei Hayom, there's a stira in Zmanei Hayom, whether the Mechaber holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, or the Mechaber holds like the Gaonim. In Hilchas Mila, he holds like the Gaonim. In Hilchas Shabbos, he holds like the Rabbi Nutam. The Alter Rebbe writes, Yerideya comes after Or Chaim. You pass him like Yerideya, you don't pass him like Or Chaim. But there's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch about whether Avelos is Noeg on Purim or not. Some say that you follow the din in Yerideya, not the din Or Chaim, because Yerideya comes after Or Chaim, and the Seder of Ksiva. The Taz is assuming not like that. Taz is saying that we paskin like the Or Chaim, not like the Yerideya. One second. Did I just say the Taz backwards? I think I may have said the Taz backwards. One second. Right. The Taz writes, excuse me, I said it backwards. The Taz writes, Taimalon Lahatir, Kamoshan Kasav Ashokhan Arsham. The Taz writes that you're passing like Yerideya, not like Or Chaim. That's the same as the Alter Rebbe writes. That's the same as what Acharonim say in Hilchos Purim, in the Avelos on Purim, right? That would stim with this idea that Yerideya comes after Or Chaim. So I pass him like what it says in Yerideya, not like what it says in Or Chaim. Zachariah, you had a comment?
Yeah, it's just about this question about, do we have any evidence what order Shulchan Aruch wrote it in? As in, I know we know the Aruch HaShulchan wrote Chush and Mishpat first.
Right.
Not sure. I don't know if we know that.
It says Aruch HaShulchan is a town rav, and town rabbonim needed to know Choshen Mishpat. The Mechaber tells us in his Hakdama what he wrote when.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear that Aruch Chaim is before Yerideya. Very clear. But good Ha'ara, but wrong. Next. Next. Magen Avram writes that the answer between the Stira in Hilchos Chanukah versus Yerideya Tzadi test, can I be Mevato and Isser Drabonon? Once it's Kfarnes Arev, then Aruch Chaim and Chanukah, he says you should not. The Magen Avram writes that that's because Chanukah is somehow like a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, so it's more chamor. Right? It's like a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin because this Shemen is going to be mutter next year Chanukah. Because it's going to be mutter next year Chanukah, so therefore it's okay. The Bar Hetev by us quotes this Magen Avram, and he says, you can't say that. If the Mosif HaShemen, the Mosif HaShemen Shebenei Chanukah is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin because you can use it next year, so it should never be bottled. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is never bottled. So the Bar Hetev over here says, I don't like what the Magen Avram says. In Cain, the Devar Rav, I feel the Elof lo bottled. Lamakasa of HaMachaber Khan, etc. Lamakasa of HaMachaber Shom, etc. So the on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, there in Aruch Chaim, on the bottom of that din, so there is a comment of the Levushei Srad. Levushei Srad writes that the Magen Avram doesn't really mean to Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. He means it's a little bit like a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, since you can use it next year, so we're more machmir. Okay. Rebbe Akiva Eger in Hashmatos Tzuva Simin Lamed Ches has a very complicated explanation. If you guys want to have fun, you can take a look, but it's really a complicated explanation. The Shach over here says that we're more machmir over there in Hochas Chanukah because it's like huktzol mitzvasai. There's halacha in Hilchos Sukkah that something that's designated for Sukkah is huktzol mitzvasai, and you can't get benefit from it. The Gemara says that Reb Shimon denies the concept of muktzah, but certain types of muktzah Reb Shimon agrees with. The Gemara in Shabbos Nem Daled says that one thing he agrees with is huktzol mitzvasai. Huktzol mitzvasai is a more severe type of muktzah. Because it's a more severe type of muktzah, even though it's a huktzol mitzvasai of the Rabbanon, Magen Avraham is saying we're going to be more machmir. Okay, that's what he says. But Feivel writes in the Badei HaShulchan in the Tziyunim that he thinks that the Shach means it's a Doraisa. I don't think that that's really what the Shach means. I just think that we're more machmir on Huktzah L'mitzvasa than other forms of Muktzah, like we explained. The Chavos Das has a famous Hesber that we already alluded to. The Chavos Das says that Mosar Shem Shabbanei Chanukah is Aser B'Hana'ah. By Yisuri Hana'ah, we pass and you can't even be Mosar Falo L'Vatno. Because you're going to still get Hana'ah from it. But you get Hana'ah from the fact you have extra stuff. When we say in Shulchan Aruch that you are allowed to be Mosar Falo L'Vatno by Nisud Rabbanan, that's Yisuri Achila. But Yisuri Hana'ah, you can't do that. That's what he says. Chavos Das. It's interesting. Rav Schechter once pointed out to me that the Chavos Das is against the Rashban Beitza on Daf Dalet. Because the Rashban Beitza on Daf Dalet, when he speaks about Yisurim Drabbanan, that you can be Mevatel, etc., whether it's Ikum and Atari, not Ikum and Atari, he talks about Kilei HaKerem Midrabbanan. Kilei HaKerem, let's say, in Chutzlarets, whatever it is. So, right, Kilei HaKerem is also Asur B'Hanot. But the Rashban gives that example. So you see that this distinction between Yisuri Hana and not is not accepted. The Bible in the Be'urim points out that the Prima Godin, it's here in the Sifse Das, Os Yud Zayin, the Prima Godin also disagrees. The Prima Godin has the following case. Maisa b'kehila achas. One time, a fellow buys, after Pesach, he buys from a mummer many barrels of whiskey. Some of the whiskey was for sure made, most of the whiskey is for sure made during Pesach. Amor Hora said that since most of the whiskey, some of the whiskey was definitely made after Pesach, so that barrel for sure is mutter. We don't know where that barrel is, so therefore you're allowed to be meisafal of levatlai. You're allowed to be mevatel the chamei shavar lava pesach b'shishim ki mevatel it, etc. The Prima Gadim writes nira de yafa hora behavsim meruba shasad chak. So the Prima Gadim says that in this case, you buy a bunch of barrels of whiskey from a mummer. There's at least one barrel that was made after Pesach, so you're allowed to be mosif all of levatlon. Because it's an issur d'rabbanan, mosif all of levatlo, etc. Now there's a few chidushim over here. First of all, in that case, the issur is raiv of the heter. There are more barrels that are made during Pesach than after Pesach, probably. Second point. And this second point is made by Reb Feivel. The first point is not necessary. I don't know if it's correct. Second point Reb Feivel points out is that this Prima Godim is certainly against the Chavos Das, because Chametz on Pesach is Isser Hana'a. Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach is Isser Hana'a. And by Isser Hana'a, according to the Chavos Das, we do not apply the rule of Davar. We do not apply the rule that you're allowed to be Mosif Olav Lepatlo by an Isser Drabbanon, that's an Isser Hana'a. So again, these are some of the points, gentlemen. Have a great day. Daven Mincha and Zayin Gebenchet.